Blog Talk Radio.
Attention music connoisseurs, are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, and I'm shutting it down all day, every day, man. Today, I'm giving y'all nothing but the exclusive. We got Mr. Big Jigs, Mr. 106 and Park, live in the building. I got to give a big old shout-out to my girl, the queen of BWD, man. This girl is awesome when it comes to graphics, man. My girl holds it down, representing that Florida area, doing a 1-2 real talk, man. Don't forget, my birthday is Thursday. Call in at 347-826-7722. Wish your girl, Lushy Lush, a happy birthday, man. It's going down today. Big J is going to be live on the phone with your girl, Lushy Lush. You already know, man. Shout out to Game Face. Get your Game Face on, Street Queens, the movement. You know what I'm saying? E2K Magazine Online, ConsultingGuy.net, National Street Buzz. You know what it is. We is getting it in all day, every day, man. Yo, I got my little brother with me today. He want to give a real shout out, you know, for the people, man, representing Niger Africa in the building. Let's go.
Howdy, buddy, everybody out there, man. It's the Nigerian boy, Monty Swag, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. I'm chilling over here on Lushy Lush Radio. My big sis putting it down, man. Y'all better show love, man. Send shots to all my illegal immigrants out there. We do it for the paper, man. All right?
Yeah, that's my little brother right there. You know, he a big man now, but definitely doing his 1-2, getting that swag on. But it ain't about that swag. It's all about that glow. Shout out to Young Soldier doing his 1-2 out there. OENT, Doc Holliday, Triple Platinum Underground. We getting it in all day. Exclusive Fashion and First, Vintage Beats, Legion of Beast, man. It's on and on. But we about to go into, you know what I'm saying, one of your boy songs, Big Jig songs, Fly as a Plane, man. Check this one out, man. It's going down, man. We're going to have your man Big G's live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Let's get it in, baby.
B-Caters, you wrong for this one. We about to take flight on this one. It's your boy Big G talking to me. Hey.
You catching game green? See, I gain green, but not around the collar though. Only green I gain is shit that I call a lot of though. I ain't gonna stop gaining till I get a lot of more. Keep making smash hits, cause I got a lot of dough. Rubber band wrapped around the knock, call it auto. Didn't I know how to, now you wish that was auto. Yo, you in the sprinkle, so now you want to mingle. I ain't got no time, I'm too busy counting my Pringles. Not the ones you eat, I'm talking ones that get you fed. I'm a real entertainer, some like that boy. Cross me cause I got the street cred from the Midwest, but fly it in the New York jet. I'm a bad mother, so-and-so, when I hit the boot. Something like a Barry Sanders, where I'm from, you know we juice. Got the whole club crunk, like we gone off some hoop. And my crew too lie, you can call me Uncle Luke. I'm a fighting a lot of eyes, but you know I throw them dudes. Stretched out in the South, but the Midwest my roots. Not a whole shoes on my back. I'm that dude like Devin. I'm big and I'm five, call me 747. The new edition of rap, and I ain't Michael Bevins. I'm a one-man band, I don't need no group. Got more carrots in me than my grandma's suit. Hey, I'm too fly to drive, so they land my coupe. And when I decide to drive, I got them in the maze. I'm sitting so high, the tailpipes in their face. I'm on H now, last year I did four, man. Real Captain Max, so you can call my ish, I'm soul, man. Black on black, everything. Something like some color. Still stunning with my grill, you can call me Foley. Man, I got tall, set your shit, it's so like Gary Coleman. Get drunk and trying to get mine and get you swollen. I pull up at the club, all I do is start posing. I'm too fly to choose, cause I'm already chosen.
You're listening to Lush Radio. Lush Radio online.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. We live in the building all day, every day, shutting it down like I always do, giving y'all that ear crack worldwide, all over, man. Come on, man. We get it in, man. We make your ear dance, baby. So today we got an exclusive interview with your man, Big Jigs, Mr. 106 and Park, live in the building, man. So we about to go to the phone lines, man. Yeah. 540, you're live in the building with your girl, Leslie. Les, what it do, fam?
Yeah, yeah, this your boy, Big Jig, BET 106 Apart, Freestyle Friday Town, Mr. Streets on Lock, Mr. Flies with Plane, I'm here, holla at me.
And Mr., don't forget Mr. Go-To, man.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Go-To, man, you know that's the name of the album, for sure.
Yeah, that's what it is, my dude, that's what it is. And we got to give you a big old one of Les Radio Online welcome, my dude. You know what I'm saying, that's what it is.
I definitely appreciate that love.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. That's what's up, yo. So what's up, Big Jig? Before we get into the nitty-gritty, man, go ahead and give your shout-outs, man.
Man, shout-out to my whole team, man. You know, like I tell people all the time, man, you know what I mean? Michael Jordan couldn't have won the championship unless he had a Scottie Pippen and a Tony Kukoc and a Bill Cartwright. And I just thank God for my Tony Kukoc and Bill Cartwright, man. You know, my whole team, anything that had anything to do with the Big Jig movement, BWD graphics, man, holding it down, you know, hardcore with my image as far as online stuff and all the graphic stuff and my PR, my personal assistant, you know, my management, you know, everybody just doing their part, man. I appreciate that love. So definitely shout out to my whole team. Shout out to both of my tour DJs, Free DJ Geese of Slip and Slide Records, and shout out to my main tour DJ, DJ Illuminati, down in Flint, Michigan. I appreciate him too as well.
That's what it is, man. Y'all, you represent Hard Body for the Midwest. Where exactly in the Midwest are you from, Big Jig?
I'm actually from Chicago, man. I'm holding down the whole Chi-Town, you know, Chi-Town / Indiana. You know, definitely holding down for the Midwest wholeheartedly, you know. Shout out to the South though, cause the South the one that like put me on the kind of like on the pedestal, man. They kind of the ones that really broke me in as far as you know, showing me so much love, you know, cause that's where I'm hot out of. I'm hot in the South right now, you know, even though I'm from the Midwest, but you know, everybody just grabs to me because I got such a Southern mentality as far as my, you know, Southern swag as far as my lyrical content and my rapping ability. So the South kind of took me hardcore because they like, yo, like this cat from the Midwest sounding like this, like, you know, they so used to people out the Midwest, you know, shout out to my homeboy Twister, but they so used to hearing Midwest artists sound like
Lupe, Common, Twista. They was just, you know, it just took a shock to a lot of New York cats and a lot of Southern cats to know that I was from the Midwest and sounded the way I sound.
Mm-hmm. And you represent Hard Body, man. And I'm going to tell you, man, your girl over there, Mrs. the Queen of BWD, man, she is shutting it down, boy. I'm telling
you. Yeah, killing them.
Hard in the paint for you, homie. I'm talking
about
she is all over the internet. I'm talking about like dog. You like dog, so I'm saying you ain't gonna put Big Jigs in your banner, dog. Like I mean, you gonna put Big Jigs right here, man. What's up, man? Yo, she go out. She thorough.
Shout out to BWD for real, man. I appreciate that, no doubt.
Definitely doing a 1-2, man. I respect the grind, man. So I'm saying, man, Big Jigs, man, you definitely taking the country by storm, man. I mean, a lot of people think that you just came out the woodwork, you know what I'm saying, and just jumped into the game. But you actually been in the game for a minute. How long you been in the game, homie?
It's my ninth year.
This
is my ninth year in the game, you know. It all started for me as a joke, you know, back in like 99, 2000, you know. I had got with a couple of homeboys that I used to kick it with back in the shy. They was we had all actually moved to Indianapolis, Indiana, and these cats was real rappers though. Like they really did this, and you know I got in the booth with them one day playing around, and everybody who heard the records that I was on with them was like, "Yo, this cat right." At the time they was calling me Big Jigger, you know what I mean? That's what everybody was calling me. You know what I'm saying? So. Everybody was like, yo, whoever this cat is, man, he cold. Like, he, you know, and everybody used to come tell me. I used to be like, man, you know, I that ain't my thing. I was in the street. I was getting money. So I was like, man, that's them. You know, that's on them. So I noticed that every time we did something together, everybody would say that. And then I started seeing my partners catching feelings about it. Like, man, well, everybody's saying he cold. He colder than us. So I said, okay, well, maybe I need to, you know, try something on my own. So I finally, you know, reached out and did a solo joint with an R&B female named Janet. We did a record called Let Me In, and people loved it. So when I seen the response that I got from it, I just went on and went wholeheartedly. I took off in like 01 and just started really going hardcore with it. And I just been a solo artist ever since.
That's what it is, man. Who are some of your inspirations, man? You know, with your, you know, who's some of the people that inspires you, you know, in the game?
Well, one of my biggest inspirations is who people say I sound so much alike is Scarface. That's a big influence on my career as far as rapping wise. You know, I really respect him because I like cats that tell stories. I don't like cats that just get on the mic and talk about stuff that really don't make no sense. I wanted to tie into something, and that's what I like about Scarface, because he know how to take a song and tie it in and make you think that it's really happening. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I liked about Biggie Smalls. Shout out to Big. You know, he was a big influence on me because I liked it the way that he make a story, because that's what rapping is poetry. And I like to, you know, I like to hear people that talk about something that's relevant. It's something that makes sense. I like, you know, shout out to KRS-One. I respect him. I respect him wholeheartedly. Shout out to LL Cool J. Respect him wholeheartedly in the music business. Rakim. Cool G Rap. I mean, I had a lot of influences, man. A lot of them was, and a lot of my influences, honestly, is the older pioneers of the game, more so than our generation.
That's what's up. That means you need to start listening to my show, because that's all I do is bring old school cats back here, dog.
That's what's up.
Yo, and since you talked about Rakim, don't forget, y'all, March 27th, Rakim will be at Sonar. March 27th, Rakim will be at Sonar and BMO. So check that out. That's hosted by your man, the Chief Rock of Busy Beat, that did his freestyle battle on Wild Styles with Kumo D. Check that out. But I'm saying, man, you definitely doing your thing. You gracing magazines like Mafioso, Mafia Magazine, D1 Magazine. You on Voice Magazine, Urban Grind, Sir Magazine, Street Report. I mean, the list goes on, man. You on crazy mixtapes, man. You know what I'm saying? You was definitely getting it in, man. Hard body. Like, you ain't playing no games. And you definitely following my standard. Failure is not an option, man. For real.
Exactly. It's not. Failure is definitely not an option.
That's what's up. So how did you even luck up on the whole situation with the 106 and Park, my dude?
Well, actually, you know, I was staying in Brooklyn with a homeboy of mine, in Brooklyn in Brownsville for a minute, and I messed around and, you know, really basically it just was like I was doing shows in New York, like opening up for Mobb Deep, and I opened up for Jada a couple times, and a lot of people couldn't believe that, you know, I was from the Midwest. They like, yo, this dude from Chicago, he sound like he from straight out of down south. So they couldn't believe it, and really, really basically one call led to another call, and then it came to who was my manager at the time. He had got with me like, yo, how you feel about battling? I said, you know, I ain't really no battle rapper, but I try, you know. If it's going to, you know, maybe, you know, I use it as a stepping stone to my career. If I don't do so good or well, I still got a shot. So I went on and did it. And then it worked out. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. So how did you feel when you got that win, man? How you feel about that, man, when you did that?
When I first won, it was like, it was, you know, the person I was battling, I don't really remember him verbatim, but I knew that he really wasn't all that. So I was happy, but at the same time, it was like, if this the type of cats I'm finna be battling, this finna be easy. So, you know, I basically was just, you know, kind of happy. But I say by the third win, I started feeling myself a little bit. Because I'm like, okay, I'm going back home visiting. They was treating me like the American Idol. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like I had the whole Midwest on my back then. So I was feeling myself by the third win. And by then I felt like, okay, I can be a battle rapper. I can do this. You know what I mean? So even though I never, and to this day, people still start accompanying me with battling here and there, but that ain't my thing. Like, I'm really a hit maker. I'm a song maker. But, you know, like I said, it was an opportunity. Shout out to BET for showing me love, giving me the opportunity. And it definitely was a stepping stone to my career, though.
What's up, man? And I gave the people a piece of Fly as a plane, man. And you came out with the video. You had Jessica, a.k.a. Rabbit, from The Real Chance of Love, and Busy Bone, man, from Bone Thugs and Harmony, man. How was that, man?
Man, shout out to Jessica Rabbit. She actually, I've been knowing her for a few years, you know, and she always wanted to do some work with me. She was like, my next video, she wanted to get in it. And it just so happened to be around the time when they was doing a, you know, Real Chance of Love, so it was definitely a good look for her and for me. And Busy Bone actually is a homeboy of mine from Ohio. I actually, when I filmed it, I was in Ohio. So he was at the club. The club was sold out. You know, I actually headlined the show. And I had Punk from Love in New York 2 hosting the party. And it was packed, you know, to capacity, like 800 strong at the club. And it went down, man. Shout out to Busy Bone, too. Busy Bone, a real cool dude.
That's what's up. And you're such a humble guy, man. You're so humble, and, you know, you're definitely on your grind, and you're so focused, you know what I'm saying, on doing what you got to do, man, out here. Because, you know, you can't sleep in this game, man. The time that's when somebody tries to step ahead of the game, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You're definitely doing your thing, man. So when you first came out in the game, what did you feel a lot of acceptance from your hometown? Or it happened after you had to get on TV, or were they feeling?
I think what happened was I really got acceptance in my hometown, but not as much as I did down south. Like when I'm actually moved down south, man, the South just like took me in like under their wing, and I got, you know, cool with cats like Gucci Mane and Young Dro from Grand Hustle. And you know, I got cool with all these cats that was, you know, down south, man, and they fell in love with me. So I think that the South really the ones that actually gave me my boost as far as career-wise, you know. And that's not discrediting where I'm from, you know, but I think that the South is just more unity in the South than it is anywhere And because of that, you know, the Unified showed itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's the situation. But does that basically justify the situation when people are saying that basically they have to move out of their hometown in order?
Sometimes you know, it's like, for one, nobody was coming really to the Midwest. We always. Midwest always had little sprinkles of artists here and there, like the Kanye's, the Commons, the Lupe, the R. Kelly's, the Bretts, the Bone Thugs, and, you know, stuff like that. But we never had a full-blown situation like the South did. So when they stopped looking in the Midwest for artists, you know, I said, okay, well, since they ain't looking, I'm going to take the Midwest to them. So that's what I did. I packed up, took the Midwest to the South.
That's what's up, man. You know, you're grinding. I respect your what you're doing out here in the streets, for real, man. Because the streets is loving you, the internet is loving you, man. The airways is loving you, my dude. You gonna stay on the line real quick? I want to give them a taste of, you know what I'm saying, Streets on Lock, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
All right, people, man. Y'all listening to your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, Lush Radio Online, and we got the exclusive interview with your man, Big Jigs, Mr. 106 in Park, Mr. Go-To Man, the man of the hour, live in the building. Like I said, shout out to my girl, the queen of, you know what I'm saying, BWD, man, shutting it down on them graphics. You need them graphics, holler at your girl, man. Yo, hey, Big Jigs, why don't you introduce this joint right here, man, Streets on Lock.
Yo, this is my new single, you understand me? The Streets is on lock, you hear me? It's produced by my homeboy King James, man. So y'all make sure y'all call and request it, because it's out everywhere right now. And the video is going to be shot for this single this weekend in Michigan. So if you're in the Michigan, surrounding Michigan area, come holler at me. Come get you a cameo. It's your boy Big Jig talking to me. Streets on lock. Let's go. I'm a
King James, man. You wrong for this, homeboy. You already know what it is, man. It's self-explanatory, man. Talk to the men. Big Jig, man.
Yeah.
love where I'm from. Even though I didn't choose to hate it, some of the circumstances but still went through it. Woo. They wanted band street music, but I'ma still do it. Cause it is what it is, and I am what I am.
Okay.
The streets ain't all bad. Hey, it made me a man.
Right.
It taught me to recognize the real from the fake. And how to mold an arm so I can really see the snake.
What
plus,
else?
Be an entrepreneur and make my own cake.
What
never
else?
Accept handouts, learn to carry my own weight.
That's
see,
right.
The streets don't get the credit that they really should. Learned a lot of bad habits, but I used it for the good.
Hey,
I ain't Jordy Breeze, but your boy from the hood.
Yes.
So I'ma rep the streets till I'm up under the pavement.
Uh-huh.
Something like a young chock, I make block entertainment.
Yeah.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
This is Lush Higher. You're live on Lush Radio. It's going down on Lush Radio Online.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy, Act Fool, a.k.a. Captain Rap Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And when I'm in the DMV, I always show love to my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online. You just officially got stamped.
Yeah, y'all. Yeah, this your girl, Lush, live in the building, shutting it down like I always do, man. You already know, man, I got that exclusive interview with your man, Big Jig, Mr. 106 and Pac, Mr. Go-To, man. Definitely doing this 1-2 live in the building, man. Y'all want to call in and holler at your man, call in at 347-826-7722. Yeah, Big Jig live in the building. Yo, Jig. Jig, you still there, man?
Yo, I'm here, I'm sorry. I lost you for a minute.
They're digging in the scene on the gangster name, my dude.
Yeah, I didn't even know I had lost you on this cell phone. It broke up.
That's what it is, man. You gotta make sure you got that dude with the glasses behind you, man. From Verizon.
Definitely.
I got a caller from the 818, man. Caller from the 818. You're like building with your girl Lushy Lush and Big Jig with the family.
Oh, you know what it is, Lush Lush. What's going on?
Father.
You know we listening to you out here on the left coast, the west coast, where we're bringing it the most, DJ Ice.
That's what it is. That's what it is, family. Father.
No doubt. Big shout, Big Jigs in the place to be. What up now?
Appreciate you, fam. How you doing, man? Appreciate that love.
No doubt. Yo, we just wanted to give you a holler. I was out here listening in, checking it out. Also, you know, we're going to be out there on the 27th, March 27th, Lush. Want you to come down. We've got Rakim and Chubb Rock at the Club Sonar in Baltimore.
Yeah, I was telling him about that because he was just saying that one of his idols is Rakim, and I was shouting that out and everything, for real.
No doubt.
Yeah. If y'all don't know, Ice is Busy B's, you know, official DJ, and he got some hot joints, you know, coming and doing that hot new, you know what I'm saying, CD that he dropped, the compilation.
Yeah, we got the Miracle Mile Volume 1 in stores and available.
That's what it is.
What's up?
What up, Ice?
No, well, we'll be out there later in the month. I'll be looking forward to seeing y'all. All your Lush Radio listeners, keep tuned in. Lady Lush is bringing it to you, y'all. Keep listening.
That's what it is, man. You know what? I love the West Coast. They show me so much love. Dang.
What's up?
That's what's up. You Ice, I'm going to holler at you, man. That's what's up.
One love.
One love. Forget my birthday Thursday. Call in. That's what's up. Caller from the block number, you're live in the building with Big Jigs. What it do, fam? Caller? 1-1, what's up? Okay, I guess block caller just wants to listen in. Okay, then. I'll ask you. But anyway, Jig, what's up?
What's good with you?
And you know what I'm saying? We definitely getting it. And Jig, you know what I'm saying? What do you think was your biggest highlight, man, you know, of being in the game, man?
You know what? Man, I had so many highlights, man. I thought my first highlight was getting on my first Mad cover. You know, that was exciting, you know what I mean? But I'd have been on, like, probably 9 Mad covers now. So, you know, I'm 9 Mad covers in now. So, I just won an award last week in Ohio for the Best Midwest Artist at the 419 Awards in Ohio. So that was a good look. So that was kind of a highlight and accomplishment at the same time. So, you know, I got a lot of highlights of my career, you know what I mean, that I really feel like I could say that's highlights. So I really, it's hard to narrow it down just to one. I guess one I could say just being alive and being able to, you know, God being able to keep me safe and, you know, all my limbs and my voice, vocal cords still working to be able to do what I love, you know what I mean? That's a highlight in itself.
That's what it is. And, you know, you got highs and you got lows. All this adversity that you got to deal with being in the game, man.
Say it one more time, I didn't hear you.
What do you think was the hardest adversity that you had to deal with being in the game?
Just dealing with, you know, people think that the industry is all fun and games because all they see is what they see on TV. And, we had a $40,000, $50,000 chains on. They think that, you know, it's all gravy when it's not. You know what I mean? They don't understand the behind the scenes. I think the hardest thing was just getting people to notice me. You know what I mean? Like, because it's hard to get accepted in this business because there's so much favoritism going on. That, you know, if you don't know somebody who knows somebody, you ain't even going to, you know, really be that. It's going to take you longer sometime, you know what I mean? So, you know, I think that's probably one of the hardest adversities I had to go through, just getting people to accept me and to accept that I'm just not a one-hit wonder and I really do this. Like, I really work hard for what I do.
Yeah, I see your grind, man. And while you at the store, man, pick me up something too, dog. I'm so good at this, for real.
Definitely.
You know, but I mean, I think that's like the hardest problem for a lot, because, you know, we all know, you know, I ain't going to drop no names, but, you know, a lot of people, you know, they butt kissers, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, no doubt about it.
And they want to, you know, only if they and their crew is the only people they really want to put on, they ain't really, and if they make it out of their, you know, they want to help the next man, and you know.
Or you get a lot of people, like, for a long while, I had people, and I think it's still to this day is like that. You get people, you know, who get intimidated because you are good at what you do. They get intimidated like, oh, man, he's better than me, so I ain't going to put him on because, you know. And to me, I think that's a dumb way to look at it because you should look at it as a business move. If I got an opportunity to put somebody else on who hot, he going to help me make money. So why wouldn't I help him put him on? But people don't look at it like that. People get so caught up in wanting to be the man. Sometimes you can't be, you know, you have your time where you be the man, and sometimes you have your time where somebody else has to be the man, and you can be the man behind the scenes. But see, a lot of people always want to be seen all the time, you know what I mean? And I'm not one of them cats, man. Like, you know, when I get to the position that I feel like I'm able to, you know, reel cats in, and I see somebody that's hotter than me or hotter than me, I ain't going to keep him away from him. I ain't going to just act like, oh, well, nah, he better than me. Nah, I'm going to turn him on because he's going to help me get money.
That's the truth. That's the truth. It's not even just, you know, just an up-and-coming artist. You know, it's some of those mainstream artists are actually scared of some of these independent artists that's coming up, you know, that they think is better than them, not, you know.
Yep,
and
yep.
Like, they like, nah, man, this dude about to, you know, crush me out here in the game, you know.
Yep.
But now, you, and they, like I said, you know, if they OGs in the game, they actually want to try to help with, you know, a young cat trying to get up, you know? You know
exactly.
What I mean? But it is what it is. So, I mean, where can people check your stuff out, my dude?
Man, they can check me out at myspace.com/BigJigTheBreadwinner. That's BigJigTheBreadwinner. That's myspace.com/BigJigTheBreadwinner. Or you can catch me on my official website, which is BigJig.com. That's BigJigTheBreadwinner.com. Or you can just go to Google and type in Big Jig, and I'm all over the internet, whatever you want to see. MTV, MTV2, BET, it's all there. Just go on and holler at me. Just Google me.
That's what it is, man. And I'm going to tell you, man, if you Google that man, Big Jig, he all over the place. Y'all see me? But he all over the place, too, man. Your man is all over the place. And I got to shout out my girl again because she go hard in the paint, man. If y'all need somebody to do graphics or somebody just to go hard, I mean, I don't know if Big Jig going to let her go because, you know what I'm saying, Big Jig kind of, you know, had that tight grip on her. But to the queen, you know what I'm saying, the BWD, man, she's definitely holding it down, man, for real.
Definitely holding it down. Shout out to her for real, for real. And, yeah, you know, she more than welcome to get that business, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I ain't that type of person, you know what I'm saying? She got to eat, too, so that's,
yeah.
You know, business is business.
Yeah, she that, you know what I'm saying, but. You know, I know how hard and passionate she goes hard for you, man, for real. And she's definitely dedicated, and I'm like, it's hard to find good people like that, for real, man.
Yeah, it definitely is, without a doubt.
So like I said, you and your whole camp, you was doing it big. What do we see from Big Jig in the future, my dude?
Well, you know, I got the streets on lock. First of all, I got the new single, this new smash record called Get It, man. You know, that's... It's by you. It's actually the video getting shot this weekend for this new smash record produced by Looney Tunes from Block ENT. He's actually Young John producer. He's produced this new smash record with me and my DJ DJ Illuminati. It's called Get It. That record is bananas. It's definitely a club smash. I'm actually shooting two videos this weekend. My other video is for Streets on Lock. You know, finally everybody been in my ear about that ever since they seen a little snippet of it on Flies a Plane, at the end of Flies a Plane. It's like a little 20-second, 30-second snippet of Streets on Lock video. Everybody been at my team about, oh, when you come with that video? So the video is coming. This weekend we're shooting it. Shooting that video, and we shooting Get It, my new single called Get It video. I got two mixtapes that's out already. One called No Pen, No Pad, hosted by my tour DJ, DJ Geezer from Slip and Slide Records DJs. And my other one is called Talk of the Midwest, the Midwest Muscle, hosted by my other tour DJ, DJ Illuminati. Both of them is classics. I got a DJ Smalls mixtape coming called Space Age Trapping. I got a mixtape with DJ Drama Gangsta Grills that's coming in May. That's bananas. That's called, Popular Demand. That's going to be bananas as well. So we definitely, you know, working hard. You know, the album is pretty much complete. It's called The Go-To Man. It was supposed to drop first quarter, 09, which is, you know, first quarter. But, you know, unfortunately, due to pushbacks of videos and all kind of other stuff we had coming up, and tour-wise, you know, we had to have a meeting to have it pushed back. So the video, so the album is going to get pushed back to probably maybe third quarter now. So we're looking at around third quarter dropping it. Finally, the Go-To Man album is bananas. You know, I got Young Jock on the album. I got The Game on the album. I got Young Dro on the album from Grand Hustle. Alpha Mega from Grand Hustle on the album.
Wow.
I got Rick Ross on the album.
Wow.
I got Bun B on the album.
Wow.
I got T-Pain on the album. The album is bananas, wow. Man. It's crazy. It's going down, man. We in the works of trying to get Bobby Valentino and Trey Songz on the album,
wow,
as well. So, you know, once we get those two collabos in, it's pretty much a wrap. The album is really completed, but I just had a couple more records that I wanted to, you know, switch out, and I wanted to actually, because I'm a real big fan of R&B and rap collaboration, so I thought that would be a good look to have, Trey Songz or Bobby Valentino on the album as well, so we're working on that right now, but it's going down, man. It's definitely going down like four flat tires.
Yeah, because Bobby's definitely doing his thing right now, you know what I'm saying, coming back and everything, you know what I'm saying, you know. So are you definitely, like, you signed with somebody now, or you still doing the indie? I mean, you signed to somebody right now?
Well, I got a situation. I got a situation with Koch, distribution situation right now. I definitely got probably three or four majors that's on me, like, hard body right now. But that's what we're doing, you know. Shout out to Koch right now. Koch been showing me love, so that's what we're doing right now with Koch. But I'm still, you know, available, you know what I'm saying, to anybody talking right, you know what I mean? We can make it happen. But right now, you know, we just going with the distribution with Koch right now. So, like I said, shout out to Koch.
Shout out to Koch, man. They definitely doing their thing, you know what I'm saying, for real. They holding down them independent artists, for real.
Yes, they is.
So I mean, if you could give these young artists any type of advice, what would it be, man?
If I could give them any kind of advice?
Yeah.
Just one, be patient, man. You know, this is not a microwave blessing, you know what I mean? This is not something you pop in for 30 seconds and then all of a sudden you the man, you know what I mean? It take time, it take patience, it take dedication, you know, master your craft, man. Don't just think that you made one record and it might be jamming to you that the world's supposed to be on you. You know, master your craft, you know, get familiar with the business, you know, start working hands on with a lot of things so that people won't be able to, you know, chew you out your money or play you and say this costs this amount of money when you really know it only costs this amount of money, you know. So, you know, that's my advice. Just start working hands on and master your craft and, you know, and definitely put God first, man, you know, and the rest will follow.
That's what's up, man. Big Jig definitely, you know, dropping them jewels for the people all day, every day, man, for real. So I'm saying, so seriously, man, you know, Big Jig, once again, man, tell the people, you know, how they can get at you, you know what I'm saying, and get it in, you know what I'm saying? They definitely, you know, link up with the big Mr. Go-To Man, for real.
Man, you can get at me once again. You can get at me at myspace.com/ Big Jig the Breadwinner. That's BiggjiggTheBreadwinner. That's myspace.com/ Big Jig the Breadwinner. Or you can catch me on my official website, which is bigjig.com. That's BiggjiggJigg.com. And if anybody that's trying to, any producers that listen in that want to submit tracks for upcoming projects, please do so at bigjigmusic@gmail.com. That's BiggjiggMusic@gmail.com. That's BigJigMusic@gmail.com for any producers that want to submit tracks for up-and-coming projects. And anybody that's trying to do collaborations, feel free to reach my team at area code 561-891-7536. That's area code 561-891-7536. For any bookings or any collaborations, just leave a message. Somebody get right back with you ASAP, and we can go in and make it happen. Whatever you're trying to do, we can get it done.
That's what's up, Big J. I'm sorry, but you know, I'm going to have to put you on the spot for like 3 seconds. Give me a quick style, man. I need exclusive, son. I need exclusive on Lost Radio. You already know this.
Check this out. Well, what you know about bread, you ain't got none. Or about a bad chick, boy, you ain't got one. What you know about real estate, big bricks, riding on big shoes, sitting up in big whips. Most you boys talk hood, but ain't never in it. I can tell the real boy, because I'm authentic. It ain't funny, damn shame most of y'all gimmicks. With that tough talk, yeah, that ish sound good. But this is really me. I ain't trying to sound hood. Telling damn lies like you moving damn pies. Because you rocking ice is time to face it. You call that getting money in your mama's basement? A hustler, he keep a pot to keep his ish in. a grinder. He keep the pot where he can piss in. So let the air out your chest. Quit being gassed up and get your mind right and get your damn cash up. Big Jig, talk of the mid. Holla at me, Mr. Streets on live.
Wow.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Yeah, man, that was an exclusive right there. Big Jig live in the building. We support you 100%, Big Jig, and all that you do, man. You're doing it real big, man. And like I said, man, mi casa su casa, man. And Big Jig, don't forget, Thursday's my birthday. Call in the show and say happy birthday, my dude. I'll let you
know. No doubt. Definitely.
That's up, man. And once again, shout out to my girl, the queen of BWD, because without her, this interview wouldn't have been possible. So, you know, we definitely getting in. Much love, Lush Radio. If ain't nobody tell you they love you, we love you, man. And we definitely doing it big. 09, baby, we getting money, man. Yo,
I appreciate it. Let's get it.
That's your girl later, man. That's what's up.
Holla. Big Jig talking to me.